لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على صلاة حي على صلاة حي على فلا حي على فلا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah سبحانه وتعالى, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Dear brothers, a priest in Florida plans to burn the Quran tomorrow, September 11. Muslims appear to be easy targets, but this is by no means new. Muslims have encountered and survived much worse dangers in the past. The Mongol invasions of Genghis Khan, the Spanish Inquisition, the genocide in the Balkans during the breakup of Yugoslavia. Throughout the history, Islam has had its enemies, and so it will be until the end of time. But the Holy Quran has reassuring words. In chapter 61, verse 8, translation, they try to blow out Allah's light with their mouths, but Allah will perfect His light, even if they detest it. The unbelievers plot and plan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also plans, and the blessed planners is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are living through a time of trial and tribulation. Fitna. This is quite normal, to be expected. Life is a trial, a test. We must not panic and we must not respond to this kind of provocation in a way that brings our noble religion into disrepute. We must ask, how would our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam have reacted? In the most dangerous times, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a model of dignity and noble conduct. When the people of Taif drove him out of the city with such violence that he suffered physical injury, bleeding, and with a broken tooth, he restrained the angel of mountains who offered to destroy Taif in an earthquake. I am the messenger of mercy, not revenge, he pleaded. Perhaps their children will one day accept Islam. He was absolutely right. In a time, all the people of Taif accepted Islam, despite their previous hatred and hostility. Who can forget Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab's conversation? With sword and sheathed, mind set on killing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made his way past his sister's house, where he heard the Quran being recited. In a moment of sheer magic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came between Umar and his heart. As the Quran so eloquently declares, Allah comes between a man and his heart. Those whom Allah chooses to guide, no one can lead astray. Those whom Allah leaves to stray, no one can guide. Sayyidina Umar was so deeply moved by the words of Allah's noble book that his hard heart softened and he was instantly moved. His emotions were stirred and his hatred turned to love. Such is Allah's power, irresistible, able to soften the hardest hearts. With his sword still in his hand, Umar radiallahu anhu went to find the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that he could embrace him and declare his shahada. Truly, Allah holds the key to everyone's heart. Who knows, perhaps the priest who wants to burn the Quran today might become your Muslim brother tomorrow. Or perhaps his children or his grandchildren will. Allah alone knows. Look what happened to Abu Sufyan, Amr ibn al-As, Khalid ibn al-Walid, amongst many others. They were sworn enemies of the Muslims who took up arms and tried to crush Islam in its infancy. But Allah had other plans. Allah is the best of planners. Allah urges us not to be desperate and not to become desperate, not to take matters into our hands and to behave in unseemly manner. Those who do so follow the whisperings of Shaitan, who urge us to act beneath ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala urges us to hold fast to his robe, his way that he has decreed for us, and hold fast all together to the rope which Allah stretches out for you, and do not be divided amongst yourselves. And remember with gratitude Allah's favor on you, for you were enemies, and he joined your hearts in love, so that by his grace you become brothers. And you were on the brink of the pit of fire, and he saved you from it. This is how Allah makes his signs clear to you, that you may be guided. Our own behaviors must be absolutely above reproach. Television news reports that the priest admits that he has not even read the Quran, but he still wants to burn it. What more proof do we need that the man is just a fool? Does it make sense for Muslims to behave foolishly in return? Surely we are above this kind of stupidity, or not? What should we do? The answer is quite simple. Keep calm, don't stoop to the same foolish behavior. Do take this opportunity to tell people what the Quran really is all about. There may be a few other fools who will burn the Quran and hope to stir up a riot amongst the Muslims, but there are many more sensible people who will be horrified by such actions and who will wonder what the Quran really has to say. Your job and my job is to satisfy this natural curiosity by sharing the message of Islam with those who will listen. And believe me, there are millions of decent, fair-minded people out there who are becoming tired of the lies and the propaganda from Islam's haters. Allah expects every Muslim to do his and her duty. Tell others, show others who we are and what we believe. Be honest, be truthful and sincere. No lies, no spin, no propaganda. Islam does not need fancy marketing campaigns, spin doctors, or media makeovers. We do not have to manipulate public opinion. Live Islam, be good to others, and trust Allah. Don't panic. Allah has everything well under control. History is safe in His hands. In His hands is all good. Allah has power over all things. Let's not be distracted by the actions of fools. If we really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's do good. Serve others generously out of love and gratitude to Allah. And Allah will help us find a way out of our difficulty in ways we could never have imagined. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate me Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. In the wake of the Danish cartoon controversy, Muslims went into a blind panic and started boycotting all Danish products, holding the Danish government, Danish companies, and the Danish people responsible for a silly cartoonist and his newspaper. How silly can we Muslims get? We ignore the fact that the Danish people and their government have often been in the forefront of human rights campaigns. They supported the anti-apartheid struggle in South Africa when many Western governments did the opposite. We Muslims complain that Islam and the entire Muslim world is being blamed for the actions of a few political extremists. How can we then blame all Danish people for the actions of a few cartoonists and their newspaper? How can we blame all Americans for the actions of a few crazy preachers? It's hypocritical. Where is our wisdom? Where is our sense of fairness and conscience? We cannot blame all Americans for the actions of a few Islam haters. Let's not forget that other Americans, the America of Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, Martin Luther King, and Rachel Curry, who was crushed to death by an Israeli bulldozer while she was trying to save a Palestinian home from being destroyed. Our work is sharing the beautiful message of Islam is far too important to get us distracted by a few sensation seekers. As this holy month of Ramadan passes, let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us keep our sense of balance, of justice, to rely on Allah to guide in our efforts to uphold His beautiful religion. اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغنا مما يرضيك آملنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.